Please note that your basic steps for meditation are in your workbook, but you may choose to omit the muscle relaxation exercises unless you feel they are necessary. You may find that as you meditate regularly, your body will instinctively start quieting down as the time nears for your session. You may find that certain aids are conducive to enriching your experience. Chants, music, incense are often helpful. And reading spiritual or inspirational material sets the tone and prepares the mind for meditation. You have learned that your back should be straight and both feet flat on the floor as you begin. The head and neck exercises should be done, and then the breathing exercise. You have practiced working with affirmations, healing energy, and decision making. You now possess the knowledge to continue meditating on your own. There is some additional information regarding certain procedures emphasized in the Casey readings, and it is highly recommended that you adopt two special steps when you meditate. First, before going into the silence, quietly say the Lord's Prayer. Second, repeat a prayer of protection in your mind. And if you would like to end with a prayer, a perfect way to end your session is to silently repeat the 23rd Psalm. These are all printed for you in the workbook. There is a mystical explanation for using these prayers. According to Casey, the endocrine glands serve as contact points between the soul and body. There are 7 of these centers. In the Sanskrit language, these 7 centers are referred to as the chakras. The Lord's Prayer and the 23rd Psalm connect these spiritual centers to divine influence and attune you to the highest. You are opening the gates of your inner being. The prayer of protection is offered just after you say the Lord's Prayer. While you are opening yourself to the divine and healing energies, you want to open yourself to positive energies only. So you can consider the prayer of protection as a means of allowing only the vibrations you want. A prayer of protection, the readings suggest, and one sometimes used by Christian meditators, states, Father, as I open myself to the unseen forces surrounding the throne of grace and beauty and might, I throw about myself the protection that is found in the thought of the Christ. If you are of another religious persuasion, you likely already know protective prayers that convey the same spirit and are appropriate for this purpose. Meditation is a gradual process of spiritual enlightenment. Edgar Casey said, "You don't go to heaven, you grow to heaven." Meditation is a means of furthering that growth as you learn more about your whole self, which guides you through life and turns your gaze homeward.